Business Pilot.
Yippee-shalay. Yippee. Okay. Yippee-shalay.
I imagine this is very frustrating for people to hear who know where we're going with this.
Can We Add Arnie fans, we've got some huge news.
Correct, Alan. Can We Add Arnie is coming to life at Perth Fringe World. Two nights only, February 5th and 6th at Evergreens in the Leederville precinct.
Yeah, tickets are only $25 and we vouch 100% success rate when it comes to adding Arnie to any movie. But you can see up close and personally how we get that sausage made, baby.
Delicious. The evening will consist of games, prizes, and just the right amount of audience participation.
We've worked pretty hard to get that right. Get your tickets right now at fringeworld.com.au. Don't miss it. Can We Add Arnie live at the Perth Fringe World? Buy tickets now to save us stressing about a huge financial risk.
Now let's get on with the app.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Just like the news, we're biased.
But which way do we lean?
Arnie.
Who is also Republican, so I guess you could probably say we lean to the right.
Do we?
Nah, we're bloody centrist.
I don't know what I am, but I tell you what I am.
Horny.
A man that loves Arnie.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, let's not disregard that, but let's not do anything with it either. Merry Christmas, and what a way to kick off a Christmas episode by saying that I'm horny.
Ho, ho, horny.
Well, that's not going to help. Today, we are doing the movie Die Hard, and I know what you're thinking. Wait a second. This is a Christmas episode. Why are you doing the movie Die Hard? Shut up, Mom. We're doing it.
That's not what you said off air.
What I say off air?
You said a lot of swear words that we're not allowed to say on the show.
Well, on air, I love Die Hard as a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
You mother...
There's a lot of people that debate that as well. And we don't want to weigh into that debate because it's been done again and again and again.
My favourite debate at the moment is Lord of the Rings, a Christmas movie, because it has elves.
Actually, funnily enough, the day that they leave Rivendell to go on the journey with the Fellowship is the 25th of December. Don't fall asleep.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That was a good fact.
I'm so sorry I fell asleep during a boring ass fact.
That was a fantastic fact.
I don't think it was.
And you can also watch Prometheus for Christmas because there is a scene in Prometheus where Charlize Theron asks Idris Elba.
Yep.
She's like, hey, are you putting up the Christmas tree? And he's like, yeah, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
That's my Idris Elba. Die Hard.
All right, we're adding Arnie to Die Hard. So many places where it could go before we go any further, but I'm going to draw a character from the character
Ooh.
The character is Donald Duck with COVID. Oh,
that's my Donald Duck.
He's arrived already.
Sorry, Gollum.
All right, you're doing Donald Duck. All right, let's get the synopsis, please, Corey.
Okay, when a New York cop, John McClane, visits his estranged wife at a holiday party in L.A., Nakatomi Plaza, terrorists, led by the ruthless Hans Gruber, seize the building. Alone and outnumbered, McClane uses wit, courage, and a lot of luck to outsmart the criminals and rescue the hostages in a relentless, action-packed battle of survival.
So good. Alan Rickman as Hans Gruber is incredible as a bad guy. Bruce Willis is awesome as well.
Were you telling me earlier that was the film that put kind of Bruce Willis on the action movie map?
I think so, yeah, because like he'd done all sorts of random stuff. 41 coolers. And this is the movie where at the time it was like your Arnies and your Slys, who were like the main action guys. And all of a sudden Bruce Willis comes into the picture. 41
coolers. Before he went bald.
Well, we've got the character. We've got the synopsis. Where are we going to put Arnie?
Okay, so I'm thinking something along the lines of a big relationship that they have in the film is between Arnie and the cop.
Yes, okay. He's stuck on the outside of the building while everything's going upstairs and they have to communicate through walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
And the whole time, like, he's kind of giving him updates as he can, but it's all gone to shit.
They kind of build a friendship, really.
They really do. When they finally see each other again, it's very heartwarming.
Yeah.
And I love that idea. So you want Arnie as the cop?
I think Arnie is the cop communicating to Bruce Willis, possibly, I don't know, crawling through the... He's just going through the works.
He's just going through a movie.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
Hey.
Yeah, hey buddy. I'm here.
Hey, you... Oh, wow. Hey, you holding
Who
up
is
okay?
This?
It's me. We've been talking for so long. Why are you acting like we don't know each other?
Sorry, I got punched in the head by a German.
Where are you?
Oh, me? I'm just crawling through a vent.
Okay. What are you doing in the vent?
You ever see Alien?
I've seen Alien, yeah.
You know that scene when they're crawling through the vents and the alien's in there?
Yeah, okay, yes.
And they've got that little motion detector thing, and it's like going beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, yeah, I love that scene. Yeah,
yeah. So I'm cool. I'm like the alien just walking through the vents.
So let me just quickly get a body count, because we were talking about this earlier. So you've killed how many Germans so far, do you think?
Okay, so I snapped that guy's neck.
That's one.
I punched my fist through that guy's eyeball into his brain.
That's two.
Pretty sure he's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
I used that Uzi.
That's right.
Shot up that guy's body.
Yeah, that's right. You shot him dead good, right?
Yeah. Okay. And then there was that guy who I strangled. Well, I garroted him. I got a piece of copper wire.
What was that word again? Garroted.
I garroted him.
Ooh, I'm just writing this for the reports. Yeah, okay. Garroted him. Yes.
And I strangled him, and I dressed him up as Santa Claus, and I wrote a sign on it that says, ho, 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 Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And then I put him in an elevator that went down to the party below so that the lead German, Hans Gruber, so they left a message for him.
Yeah, that was a bit like antagonizing him a little bit, don't you think?
Well, see, here's the thing. What I was taught in the streets of New York as a copper, you got to antagonize the bad guy.
Yeah, we see in L.A., we don't do that. We just kind of like say, hey, don't be like bad, and then we arrest them if they are.
And what's your crime rate at?
It's pretty high.
Yeah, what is it? Percentage-wise.
Like, like 84%.
Growth every year.
Not growth, but just currently the current basis is 84%. It goes high and low, you know? You know what it's like? Stats. I could bore you with them. I mean, you're from New York, for God's sakes.
Nothing could possibly bore me. And I've listened to a guy tell me some Christmas stats about a Lord of the Rings movie before.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I just almost fell out of sleep again. All right, so what's your plan now? You've already killed so many. You're going to keep killing them, I guess?
I need to get to Hans Gruber.
Yeah, okay.
And I need you to help me out with the plan.
Like, you want to find him?
I need to kill him.
Okay, and what are you going to say when you kill him? You have a cool line?
Okay, so actually, that's a great call. Can you help me kind of workshop?
I would love to.
A bit of like a really cool kind of line that I go, you know, I say something.
Well,
and
you're
then
gonna,
I
you
kill
don't have to kill him. You could just arrest him. So this is the line I say. Stop! You're under arrest! And then I read the rights.
No one's going to put that on a poster.
Okay, so what are you thinking?
I'm thinking, I mean, I don't have my handcuffs.
Okay, so you're just going
to
kill him,
probably going to have to, I could shoot his hands off. So I'll say, no hands, hands. And then I'll go bang, bang, and I'll shoot his hands off.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't love it. Anything else?
Okay, well, I've been workshopping another one.
Yep.
How's this grub taste, Gruber?
And then
I shove a roast turkey down his throat.
Yeah, when are you going to get that this time of year? I mean, it is Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Yeah, hence the movie. Okay, cool. Christmas movie. Look, I don't love him. I don't love him. Is there anything else? Maybe, I don't know, lean away from the puns.
Okay, let me think of something. Okay, well, maybe we could have some swearing.
Yeah, please.
Like a people love motherfucker.
Oh, good phrase. Yeah, I wouldn't dare in this uniform say anything like that, but good for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll use
I'm just
going
to turn the volume down on my walkie-talkie in case someone walks past. I don't want anyone offended.
Okay, so...
behind me, two people are offended with the fact that you killed a guy, and then...
Okay, so they're not offended if I say motherfucker.
Oh, my God. Yeah, don't worry about her. Cheryl's always like that. She's very sensitive.
Is Cheryl single?
Yeah, of course.
I'm recently kind of separated.
Yeah, okay, cool. We'll deal with that when you get out. All right, so what's the phrase?
Okay, so I've got the motherfucker bit at the end.
Yeah, you keep saying that, but you're going to just give me the phrase, for God's sake. Cheryl, I'm so sorry about this. Please.
So I'm thinking I need something cool at the start. So I don't know, hippie.
Like yippie?
Maybe yippie. Yippie chalet. Yippie. Okay. Yippie chalet.
I imagine this is very frustrating for people to hear who know where we're going with this and are just along for the ride. But come on.
Yippie tie.
Nope.
Yippie tie.
No.
Yippie dry.
No.
Yippee-ki.
Hey, now we're getting somewhere.
Yippee-ki, hey.
Nope.
Yippee-ki-way.
Oh, for the love of everyone listening, you've got to get there.
If I go, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker? Oh, my.
Actually, I'm on the speakers as well on this walkie-talkie channel.
Hans, is that you?
And I actually kind of like it.
Hans.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Oh, my.
Sorry about that, Cheryl. We now know you're in the vent on level 28.
Hans, I need you to know that I'm going to get a turkey and I'm going to shove it down your throat and I'm going to shoot two of your hands off.
You're going to do all of that?
All of that and more.
Well, I've got shoes, so see how we go. Goodbye. Was that him?
That was Hans Gruber.
Wow, he's so cool.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Can I have Cheryl's number now?
No, she's very sad.
Ah, motherfucker.
don't. Yep, that went perfectly.
Alan Rickman is Hans Gruber. I love him as the villain. He's just so good. I do love, there's a bit where he's alone with Bruce Willis and he's pretending that he's actually one of the people, like, who's, you
know,
is a hostage. And so he puts on this American accent out of nowhere, which is crazy because the whole time he's like, I'm Alan Rickman. Then all of a sudden he's like, hey, how you going, pal? And it's like, whoa, like, it's pretty good range.
A seamless transition into a Yank accent.
Unlike what I just did, it was very seamless. But I love the idea because he has this whole European unit with him, this team that he's organized to go and take care of this huge heist.
Yeah.
I love the idea of him doing a bit of training before they go into the heist about how to go American if needed, if they run into a situation. So I would like to see him running that. Arnie will be in amongst all the other people and maybe some other characters.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. How are we? Are we making good,
I'm really good. How are you?
And everyone else is fine?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, boss.
We've got Peter. Are you here, Peter?
Yeah.
Yes, very good. And we've got Charlie.
Yeah, this is Charlie.
Okay. And we've got Donald here as well. Donald, my right-hand man. So good at cracking safes. This is why we always have you with us. Now today, gentlemen, we're going to learn how to speak like an American.
Oh, this is so good. So it means we can, like, assimilate into the country.
A little bit, but also in case we get into trouble, you may need to blend
in. I've got a question.
Yes.
Why is he a duck?
That's a bit personal, don't you think?
I mean, he doesn't speak English.
I can understand him. Exactly.
Why is he pointing at me?
That's enough from you. Today, we are learning how to speak American. Starting first with a simple American phrase.
Okay, I'm ready.
I would like a hamburger. I say it American as,
I would like a hamburger.
You see how seamless I did that?
Well, that was really good.
Now
you, that was so good.
You'll give it a go.
Okay, you ready?
Not you, Donald.
I would like a hamburger.
Seamless, Donald.
Well, why can't I talk like that all the time?
Because that would be rude. Now, your turn.
Okay.
Do it.
Here we go. I would like a hamburger.
Terrible. Try again.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
I would like a hamburger.
Close enough. The next American phrase I would like to do is,
how about this weather?
You see what I did there?
Yeah, you asked how the weather was.
Yeah, your turn, Donald.
How's the weather?
Seamless. Now your turn.
How about this weather? Do you want me to try again?
Yes.
One more time?
Please.
How about...
finished.
How about... Donald, is he always talk like this?
Okay. Continue.
How about this weather?
Perfection. Last American phrase. Let's get rid of this Biden.
No, okay, maybe not. Anyway, that, I think, is a seamless scene. I think it gives a bit of backstory to the characters. I like them more.
It was very good.
One part of this movie that always makes me kind of cringe and I feel bad, as a person that used to see a podiatrist quite a bit for my ingrown toenails when I was a teenager.
No.
Let me finish! Let me finish.
No, I have a line and they've crossed
no,
it.
No, but like they used to be pretty bad.
No.
And so, okay. Well, there's a point Bruce Willis is walking around all that glass and every time I watch it, I go, geez, he's going to have a hard time with a podiatrist in a few days' time.
Yeah, because there's a lot of blood from his foot in the film. A
lot of blood. And so I would like to see Bruce Willis, a week after this whole thing's transpired, visiting a podiatrist. Because so they mentioned the feet earlier in the movie as well, that guy on the plane.
Yeah, he's like, you got to take your shoes off. You got to feel the hotel carpet between your toes.
So I just feel it's a natural way this movie would have gone if the director had his way. He loves feet. Are we sure it's not Quentin Tarantino?
It's probably Quentin Tarantino.
I feel like it was him with an alias.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do that.
Okay, cool. All right, Jenny, send in my next patient. It's been a big day today. John McLean? John McLean?
Yeah, hi, it's me, John McLean.
Hey, John McLean. Officer, so nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too, Doc.
Now, I noticed you were limping as you walked in.
It's my feet.
Yeah, what's wrong with your feet? Can I have a quick little look?
Absolutely, let me take my shoesies off.
Okay, what's one sock coming off, two socks coming off? Oh my God! Oh my God! Now, I warn you, I am a professional. I've seen many things in my life, but they are some rank-ass feet.
Okay, doctor, so here's the deal.
There's a story here, isn't there?
There is.
What happens?
A bunch of German terrorists.
Okay. Does it matter that they're German? Did you have to tell me that news?
Well, did you know what they did in the 40s?
No.
Okay, so basically there was this guy called Hitler.
Oh, I thought you meant 1840s. I'm aware of the whole Nazi thing. Continue your story.
Oh, good. So you know who Hitler is.
So what happened with the feet?
Yeah, so these...
Unless it's related.
It might be.
Okay.
They don't confirm it.
Okay.
So these German terrorists...
No, all right. You know what? Okay, no, tell me. They come in and they shoot. What are they doing?
They take over Nakatomi Palace.
Oh, Plaza.
Yeah, so they take over and they start shooting up the place. Yeah, okay. I don't have shoes on at the time.
Where'd your shoes go?
Okay, so it's a long story, but I caught up on... I was flying over here.
Yeah.
Sitting next to me on the plane, this is some guy, and he says, when you get into the hotel room, what you gotta do... You gotta take off your shoes, take off your socks, let yourself feel the carpet between your toes.
Gross.
He said,
carpet is the most grossest thing.
Especially in a hotel room?
Yeah, man, that's where all the bacteria lives. You're crazy?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Man, you got any slight cuts or abrasions, then all of a sudden that's getting straight into your footsie.
Oh, so I'm gonna get an infection.
Well, I'm telling you right now, these bad boys are infected. I could tell the second you walked in, I could smell it. It's gross.
Kind of smells yeasty.
It's weird because I can feel that it's healing, but it smells like it is not.
What do you mean?
Orange is not a good color for pus to be.
Is there like a is?
Yeah, go on. I love this sort of chat. I don't get to do it a lot at home.
Is there a hierarchy of different colors of pus that you want versus what you don't want?
Yeah. Yours is an orangey, greeny black, and that's no good. Like, I can't tell where the blood begins and where the pus ends.
Yeah.
And you still got chunks of glass in
here. Yeah, so these terrorists, they shot up a lot of glass, and I just kept running through the
glass. Why are you running around no shoes?
I'm a cop. I had to defeat the terrorists.
Okay, yeah, sure, with no shoes on. Weird. All right. Do you normally not wear shoes?
Well, like I told you, the guy from the plane told me to take my shoes off.
And you just do everything people on planes tell you to do, huh?
What the captain says, buckle up, I buckle up, don't you?
Okay. Or maybe you're right, yeah. I guess everything you do here on planes you have to do.
Yeah, that there's dog poo. That's actually unrelated.
Yeah, I could smell that. Yeah, you should get rid of this. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm gonna recommend you another podiatrist just so I could have my lunch later. That's all. It's nothing personal. It's just your feet are the most rankest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
So you're not going to treat me?
Oh, I'm treating you right now like a human, which is more than you deserve with these rank-ass feet.
What if I put on those kind of, like, boots that...
Oh, no. I visually, every time, I can, like, close my eyes, I see your feet now.
What if I got
They're
my
feet... They're burned into my brain.
So you're saying we can never be friends again because the memory of my feet is so strong?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm so sorry. They smell really bad as well.
Who do you recommend I go see then?
I don't care. Like, you can go see, like, Dr. Nick down the hall or something.
Do I need an appointment?
Dr. Saint Nick, because it's a Christmas movie. Can't argue with that. People who hate Die Hard as a Christmas movie, can ya? You son of a bitch. You have yourself a good one, okay?
You too.
You probably shouldn't walk on that. Maybe just get a wheelchair or something, all right?
Okay.
It's weird how it squirts. All right, bye.
Bye.
I mean, how else was that going to go?
You threw me at the end there with your little Christmassy jab.
I'm just saying it's a Christmas movie. Let's make it Christmas, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm with you, mate.
We just do a little cheeky little, just throw it in there, mate.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I think we've done it. Is there anything else that we can add, Arnie?
There's one last thing I want to do. Everyone talks about, like, you know, the death of Hans Gruber.
It's so iconic because when they filmed it, can I hit you with a fact? I don't know if you know this one, but the director didn't tell him when they were dropping him. So you see that look on his face of, like, complete fear, that is legit.
Really?
Yeah, they scared the crap out of him. And he's like, I think I'm only doing this again no more times. And he's just, like, literally, he falls. And, yeah, like, he was legitimately afraid. And rightfully so.
Yeah, I would be.
But imagine if he survived that fall.
We have great minds think alike.
Let's do that. Oh my God, oh my God, what the hell was that? Was that a man that fell down there? Someone get some help over here. Oh my God, something over here.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God, hell, someone help
over here. I'm here, I'm a paramedic.
Oh my gosh, you're in a bad way.
What's happened to me?
Oh, I think
clear the way. He's okay. Trying to breathe.
Let me deal with this. Okay. Where's my side paramedic?
Yippee-ki-yay.
What's he saying?
Motherfucker.
Oh my. Carol, get out of here. Cheryl. It's Cheryl. Stop it. Out.
Oh, just so out. Oh my God.
Get out of here.
Oh, okay. So much blood.
Let me talk to this man. Here, take this number. Call this man.
Can you go to that woman to shut up?
Excuse me, sir. Okay, so I think you've got some brain damage because
you tell me where I am.
Okay, I'm
right
trying to.
Now.
I'm trying to. I'm just trying to explain
is
to you.
Is this Hogwarts? Potter.
There's no Potter here.
Okay.
I need you to listen to me. Just calm down. You've taken a big tumble.
Sorry for talking over you.
That's okay.
Quickly.
Let me just get this one joke out.
Okay, go.
And then you can talk over me more.
Yes.
It's because of the fall. It appears that you've got some kind of brain damage because you're talking quite slow.
Okay. I'm waiting for the joke.
Or is this just how you talk?
This is how I talk. Am I going to live, medical man? Am I going to be able to walk again?
Okay, so I the long answer, no.
Yeah.
Basically, yes. Your bones in your legs are all shattered. There's no bone.
I thought I felt that, yes.
You probably felt a lot of things.
Hey, what's he doing down there? Is he still alive?
Johnny, it's good to see
you. Hey, what's going on? Are we going out here having some drinks? We're doing a thing or what? And this guy's still alive or what? Okay. I thought I said yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, and this guy's all down here. Oh!
Cheryl, shut up.
Sorry about that.
John.
Oh, it's my nemesis.
He survived the fall.
Yeah. Are you keeping him alive right now?
I haven't done anything. I think it's his pure hatred.
It's my pure hatred.
See? And he keeps mentioning this thing called Hogwarts?
Yes. And the Potter? Gryffindor.
Gryffindor, see?
I don't know what it means, motherfucker.
Oh, what?
I don't know. Is it like, as far as I'm concerned, I killed a bunch of Germans up there and Nazi, whatever they were. I don't know where they are. I killed them and I killed him by pushing him off the edge. And now he's alive. What the hell, man? What's going on?
Well, as a paramedic, I've got the
come to L.A. You know, see the dead guys.
Hey,
they come
shut
in,
up
they
for
keep
a second.
Alive. This is my internal monologue. I say it out loud. Come out to here. Get some sun. See your wife. She hates your guts. You go to a Christmas party. You get shut up. All of a sudden, you're here. He's still getting kept alive. I don't like this guy very much. Oh my God. I'm done.
Good. Let him speak.
Okay, does anyone else want to have a moment with an internal monologue? Hans?
I wouldn't mind.
Okay, Hans, you have the floor.
It all started when I was just a boy.
Okay, we're going to speed
up
Hans.
We don't have time for this,
man. We got to speed him up. No, we got a lot of people monologues to get through.
It was a young time. I remember being with my grandmama, and we would bake gingerbread men.
Oh no, a bit of rubble. It's going to land on his head.
It missed.
Of course it did. Oh, fantastic.
Okay, I can get the cues. I'm not allowed to have a monologue. I guess I'll die then.
Good. My God, was that so hard?
No, I took an oath. I got to keep him alive.
Nah, it's not worth it.
Is
it's
he
not worth,
worth
it? It's, no, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. But can you look at my feet? Please.
Okay, let me just have a look at my feet.
Yeah.
Not my
and your feet while you're there. Hey, if we're going around.
I wouldn't mind to look at my feet. I can't feel them.
Well, yeah, that's because one's over there.
Oh, that would
and the
it.
Other one's inside your butthole.
Okay.
Anyway, John, the feet.
I'm thinking about dying now. Is that okay with everyone?
You'll die.
Show of hands.
You'll die.
Hans Grubers.
You don't.
One accounted for. Still alive.
Oh my God, what is happening? I thought he'd be dead from the fall. He's here making jokes. What the hell? This motherfucker, I swear. Oh, my!
Oh, I've heard the word motherfucker so much today as I go on my eternal monologue.
Okay.
I never thought I would hear something.
I'm
going to
go and try and connect with my ex-wife. She changed her last name. It's cool. It's fine. I'm going to be over here drinking and stuff. Hans, good luck to you, buddy. Just died. No one cares about you. And paramedic, I don't know. You want to look at my feet or what?
No.
That's fair. Bye.
Goodbye. I would like to slowly die while Alan and Corey speak over me in the honor of the end of the episode.
That was the end of the Die Hard Christmas episode. Hold on, I think he's in a... If you liked what you heard, you can have... Sorry, what was that?
Potter.
If you like what you hear...
Yes.
Then you can subscribe and like us on Facebook or subscribe to our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Mm.
Leave us a 5-star rating.
Okay. That's a good idea.
You can also leave us a comment on Spotify as well.
Do it.
I think he's dead. Okay, and then you can also... Thought I heard something. No, didn't. No. No, still... He's dead. Yeah, he's dead. Okay, cool. So you can then also...
Nah.
Oh, great.
Okay, I'm dying for real now. Bye-bye. I'll see you later, Potter. Bye.
Thanks for listening to our Christmas episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, I guess that's why they call this Die Hard.
No.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Happy New Year.